Have a bigger drain.
Would he ever call that a ditch or canal or?
Well, if all the height turned out, it could be a ditch. That drain could turn to a ditch.
Yes, ma'am.
And cause it, let the water, you know, drain off on it.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Okay. You were mentioned to use the word creek a minute ago. Do the creeks around here have names? You have different ones?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember any of them?
One of them is Sandy Creek. And one of them right up here is called Vinyl Creek. Between here and Brunswick and all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
It's called Vinyl Creek.
Right.
And Smith Creek. And Sandy Creek. And Hugo Creek.
You got a good many.
Yes, a good many.
Yeah, are there any other rivers besides the Cahaba?
That's going to you.
Yes, ma'am. Or nearby?
Yeah.
I see.
Cahaba is nearby Tuscaloosa. The next nearest river. Called Tom Beach. You know where it is, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's the next river going east that way.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Tuscaloosa going west is, what's the name of it? I call it
Blackwater?
No, this
Warrior
River. This is close.
What would you call a place that's been washed out, eaten out by a heavy rainfall, or by water flowing along for a long time until it, you know, gets about 10 feet deep or so? A place like that, you'd call that a
runner?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Would people ever use the word ravine to talk about something like that?
Ravine?
Yes, ma'am.
I was talking about by washing out. No, I don't believe you should use it.
Does that word mean anything to you, ravine?
Well, yeah, you know, a hate or something like that. That's what I call revenge.
Oh, revenge, you mean?
Uh-huh.
I was talking about a ravine.
Oh, no.
Or
no,
a ravine.
I understand that what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mean anything, you know, more. I mean, it'll wash out.
Wash out.
You know.
Yes, ma'am.
Man.
I see. Okay. What about something that's much, much bigger than just a little hill? You'd call that a regular
mountain.
Have you ever seen one?
I've seen one, you know, traveling.
What about?
Tennessee Mountain.
Tennessee Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it up there in the mountains?
Not too well. I went up there with my white folks. I was working for.
Beg
pardon? Went up there with my white people I was working for.
I see.
They carried me up there.
What part of Tennessee was that? Do you remember?
We went to Shelbyville.
I see.
To stay, but you know, we just toured all around there, but we stayed in Shelbyville.
Yes,
Tennessee.
Ma'am. I see. Well, talking about the mountains, do you remember what people called that rocky, how you doing? That rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Or they say they were looking over the... All right. You ever heard it called, people call it the cliff?
Oh, that's right, the cliff of the mountain. That's right.
And if you got a lot of them, you'd say that mountain has a lot of... Say, up in the mountains, when you get to a low place where a road could go across, you have any idea what you call that?
No, I don't.
Low place in the mountains?
Valley.
Okay, all right. What about sometimes in the mountains you get to a place where water drops a long distance? You just call that a...
waterfall.
Okay. And a place where, along the river maybe, where boats would stop and unload freight.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Landing.
All right.